I'm Sherry Zampelli, program developer of Donate Your Weight, the stress-free program to stop dieting, get slim, and help others while doing it. Welcome to the DonateYourWeight.com podcast. Welcome to the show. Today, I am going to talk about cognitive dissonance. Now, don't worry. I know it sounds like a big, boring topic, but actually, it's a very exciting concept because it will really help to reveal how you can use the power of your own thinking in your favor. Now, as you know, in previous podcasts, I've been talking about how the mind affects the body and how you can apply concepts from The Secret to your weight loss and eating goals. And in the past few months, I've outlined some of the research and psychological theory that supports The Secret. So The Secret isn't just some new age, wacky, crazy thing. There is a lot of research in a lot of areas that supports this information. And then last week and last show, I talked about the placebo response, how your own perceptions of a medication and a pill, even if it just has sugar in it, could actually change how that pill affects you just by your own thinking. And I also talked about the importance of sending consistent and direct messages if you want to get consistent and accurate results. So today's topic really ties in nicely with what's been going on in the last few weeks. Again, the concept is called cognitive dissonance, and I'll explain it a little bit more as the show goes on. But before I get too deep into the show, I do want to mention that I have a brand new freebie and I just made available at DonateYourWeight.com a couple of days ago. So if you haven't been to DonateYourWeight.com lately, you'll want to go by and pick up your free PDF download, and it's called How to Quit Diets for Good, Achieve Stress-Free Slimming Using the Law of Attraction. It has 6 reasons why diets can create your weight problem because of the law of attraction. It has the 7 stress-free slimming strategies that help you use the law of attraction, motivation, and behavior modification in your favor. It has 10 ways to comfort yourself without food, 10 positive affirmations that can help you use the law of attraction for your weight reduction goals. And it has a list of 20 books that can help you quit diets for good and enjoy stress-free slimming, plus some other links to resources online that might be beneficial to you. So, I mean, for free, you definitely can't beat it. Go on over to DonateYourWeight.com and download that today. Now, on to the concept of cognitive dissonance. I'm going to read you the definition from Wikipedia, and you can go and check it out in the show notes if you want to as well. Cognitive dissonance is a psychological term which describes the uncomfortable tension that comes from holding 2 conflicting thoughts at the same time, or from engaging in behavior that conflicts with one's beliefs. More precisely, it is the perception of incompatibility between 2 cognitions, where the word cognition is defined as any element of knowledge, including attitude, emotion, belief, or behavior. The theory of cognitive dissonance states that contradicting cognitions serve as a driving force that compels the mind to acquire or invent new thoughts or beliefs, or to modify existing beliefs, so as to reduce the amount of dissonance or conflict between cognitions. Experiments have attempted to quantify this hypothetical drive. Some of these examined how beliefs often change to match behavior when beliefs and behavior are in conflict. So, in a nutshell, you can't have 2 opposing beliefs in your mind at the same time without creating conflict, and you can't have thoughts in your mind that conflict your outer reality. And sometimes you will make changes to your own belief or behavior in order so that everything matches up. So here's an example of how cognitive dissonance might play itself out for you and your weight and eating struggles. If you have a thought like, I am fat, you would have to then start to look for other people who are thinner than you so that you can prove you are fat. You have to have something to compare this to. You'll also focus on any and all extra fat on your body as a validation that you are fat. You'll even look in the mirror and see a fat image. And all of this can happen regardless of the size and shape of your body. Even anorexics look in the mirror and see a fat person. And when you create your identity based on the idea that you are fat, you will take the steps necessary to maintain a body with extra fat so you can keep this belief congruent with the outer reality. And this can include doing things like overeating, refusing to exercise, making poor food choices, so on and so forth. Now, some of you might be insisting, but I am fat. I weigh 300 pounds, or I wear a XXXL. And so then I would like to delve a little deeper with you and ask you, how many years did you call yourself fat before you created the body that you have today? I know from personal experience, after talking to many people with weight problems, that most of them say that the first time that they thought of themselves as fat or someone told them they were fat, they actually were not fat. So they look back on pictures and they realize, well, maybe I was a little stocky, maybe I was not as slender as all the other kids, but actually, I really wasn't fat. But when you live in a culture or a family or a society that is telling you this over and over again, and then you're telling yourself over and over again, and you're feeling bad about it every single day, you can literally create a heavier, bigger, and fatter body over the years simply by holding this concept about yourself. Now, I'm sure I have some skeptics out there. So for those of you who are skeptical about this, I have an assignment for you. For the next 24 hours, repeat the following sentence to yourself. Ready? I don't feel very good. I think I'm coming down with a cold. I don't feel very good. I think I'm coming down with a cold. Just go ahead and say that to yourself for the next 24 hours and see what happens. Now, my guess is that you're not even willing to do this because on some level you realize that it's possible to create illness simply by thinking about it, by dwelling on it over and over again. So isn't it possible that you could create other changes in your body as a result of your thoughts? And really, the truth is you have nothing to lose by changing your thoughts, except for probably some extra weight, of course. In my opinion, this whole idea about cognitive dissonance is good news and bad news, depending on how you decide to take it. If your inner reality is one of, I'm not good enough, I'll never amount to much, I can never lose weight, I'm weak, I'm stupid, then guess what? You create a reality that matches that belief system. But the good news is if you continually change your thinking, you will have to eventually change your outer reality to match the inner world and avoid that cognitive dissonance. And there are tools available for you to do that. Positive affirmations is one of the ways to begin changing your inner world, visualization, meditation, hypnosis. And it's not enough to try these things once or twice. It's a process of repetition, where you gradually begin to replace your old ways of thinking. I mean, let's face it, you didn't get to the point you are right now overnight. So, it seems unrealistic to expect overnight changes. You didn't get to where you are overnight. you may not get to where you want to be overnight. Now, sometimes there are rapid results. Sometimes you will get immediate response to using some of these tools and techniques, but sometimes you will have moments where you backslide. Sometimes you will have resistance. I mean, I think it's only fair to mention here, actually, since we're talking about cognitive dissonance, is that sometimes you will feel worse, not better, when you first start changing your inner world. Because remember, we're talking about this conflict that you're going to create. So you start changing your thinking, but your outside world may not change immediately. So for a while, you're going to have thoughts that don't match the outer reality. So therefore, you're going to have conflict, and therefore you're going to have discomfort. But the good news is if you keep on going with the positive, eventually you create the outer world to match it. So the discomfort and the conflict can be temporary depending on how persistent and consistent you are with the affirmations and the visualization. Some of you may not like this comparison that I'm about ready to make, but I think that in some ways, training your brain isn't that much different than training a dog or raising a child. And some of you might get offended having me talk about your thinking as being like a dog, but let's face it, many of our automatic and negative responses are truly senseless and unconscious and are so automatic and instinctual that we don't even think about them. We just follow them blindly. The way that I see this mind training as being similar to training a dog is that you will have to repeat the same lessons over and over again in order to get results. You will meet resistance. If you take the upper hand in the interaction and always remember you are in charge, meaning the big you, the great you, the one that really does want change, eventually you will see results. You might get frustrated and want to quit along the way, and you might feel as though nothing is working. But you probably know, if you were training a dog, for example, or raising your children to have certain values and behaviors, that you can't give up. Because by giving up, you go backwards, you lose the battle. So you maintain that repetition, maintain that patience, maintain that authority, and you get results. Now, I developed the Donate Your Weight CDs with all of this information in mind. I know that repetition is powerful. I know that persistence is powerful. And I know that many of us have very busy schedules, so we are not able to dedicate hours and hours a day solely to our personal development. So on all of the Donate Your Weight CDs, there are two tracks, and each one of them has several minutes of positive affirmations that are helping you to focus on what you want. You can put these affirmation tracks on your iPod or play it in a CD player and put it on repeat mode. And when you do that, the same 3 minutes or 4 minutes keeps repeating itself and playing over and over again. The benefit is that it gets stuck in your mind. Eventually, you can fill in the blanks of the affirmation before the affirmation is even said. After a while, you will be hearing the words from these affirmations in your head even when you're not playing the CD. And that can be a good thing because it's replacing the negative with the positive. Eventually, through repetition, you begin to change some of your behavior and some of the things in your outer world to match this inner self-talk that you're adopting. So you can get those Donate Your Weight CDs at donateyourweight.com, and you can also get them at Amazon. There's 4 different titles available: Rev Up Your Metabolism, Love Your Body, Love Yourself, Stress-Free Slimming, and It's Safe to Be Thin. So that's about it for today. I'm getting ready to wrap it up. There is also the Donate Your Weight program available at donateyourweight.com. It's all about changing your thoughts and behaviors and creating new habits so that you no longer have to struggle with weight and eating, and you don't have to diet or gain and lose the same weight over and over again. So if you're interested in that, you want more information, there are two free options that are available to you. One is the free download at donateyourweight.com, and also we have free monthly teleseminars on the 7th of every month in 2007, I'm sorry. So you can go to donateyourweight.com and click on teleseminars for information about that. So I'm going to just wrap it up by reminding you to focus on success and watch it grow. Bye for now.